Australian crime experts estimate that between 3 and 5% of the adult population has an inappropriate attraction to children. Many never act on that attraction, but it's still a figure of 1 in 20 who may at least think about it. Researchers and child protection advocates are urging the government to do more to provide counselling to paedophiles who don't want to harm children. In Germany, an innovative program is using billboard and TV advertising to urge men to come forward and receive confidential counselling. Elise Worthington reports.
Schon früh habe ich gemerkt, dass ich anders ticke.
In a German TV advertisement, masked men describe their attraction towards children and their feelings of isolation.
Dachte ich ja auch.
In another ad, a man nervously watches a young boy sitting opposite him on a train. This unconventional ad campaign is just one way an innovative German program is targeting men who have an attraction towards children and providing free counselling.
The Dunkelfeld Project works with those men, typically, who have sexual attraction to children but don't want to act on those urges. So it really tries to get to people before they have offended in the first instance.
Criminologist Dr. Kelly Richards from the Queensland University of Technology is a specialist in child sex offenders. She says it's estimated up to 1 in 20 people are affected.
It's 1 in 20 people, isn't it? So, I mean, in other words, we all know someone who's sexually attracted to children. We might not know it. They're probably unlikely to tell us because they're afraid of what our reactions will be. But I really do think that highlights, you know, just how widespread sexual attraction to children is.
Dr. Richards believes a similar counselling program should be adopted in Australia. The ad campaign in Germany has been running since 2008 and includes billboards and posters.
You know, with a slogan that's, you know, are you do you like children more than you should, or do you like children in ways that you shouldn't? And the number for the hotline. Look, undoubtedly there would be resistance to such an approach here. Undoubtedly there was resistance to that approach in Germany.
But the preventative project has seen hundreds of men treated successfully so far, with a waiting list of thousands more.
So the cognitive behavioural therapy approach that's adopted in the Dunkelfeld project seeks to challenge those cognitive distortions. So it's intensive therapy that seeks to unpack those distortions, those distortive thoughts that offenders and potential offenders might have.
It's a kind of treatment that's desperately needed in Australia, according to child protection advocate Hetty Johnston.
It just seems incredibly silly not to be providing these services. I think it definitely could work. I mean, we've got people out there who believe that they've got an attraction to children, but they don't want to actually harm a child. Supporting them seems to me a no-brainer.
The difference in Germany is, without mandatory reporting laws, patients can disclose they've abused children without authorities finding out. But that's not the situation across Australia, which stops many men from seeking help, even if they want to stop. Kelly Richards again.
Men who are sexually attracted to children are usually of the belief that speaking to a professional will get them in trouble. So men who are sexually attracted to children typically believe that if they go and tell their GP or you know, seek out a psychologist, for example, that person won't maintain their confidentiality. And so that belief in and of itself is a real barrier to these men doing anything to seek help.
Braveheart's founder Hetty Johnston thinks it's critical mandatory reporting remains in place in Australia and children are put first. Despite that, she says a version of the program should be initiated to target paedophiles who don't want to offend.
I think there's no doubt that the governments have to fund this. Like, I think at the end of the day, we have to help people who want to be helped. People who don't want to offend against children are those ones that really deserve our help.
Hetty Johnston ending Elise Worthington's report.